hear myself. So here I am. So give me a sign.
There is some sound now.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now we...
Yeah, it's just too quiet. Let me tune it a bit, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Zum Mars, ja, könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2026. Live from the Super Booth 2026 from a mobile studio.
Also hereinspaziert und mitgemacht. Ihr habt doch die Pionierbluse an oder wenigstens euer Halstuch umgebunden. Natürlich beginnen wir mit einem Lied.
End of file.
Welcome back. You're listening to Super Radio live from, not live, from the Super Boost.
Almost live.
Almost live. We are still alive. Maybe we can say that. Yeah. Hi, Leo. Leo Gombeck from MicroRack is here, our guest. And yeah, it's the third time we met at the radio station.
It's the fourth time we met at the radio station, because I was at Woltersdorf once also, and three times at Superboost.
So. Yeah. So, okay. So we already knew each other, know each other, and we already know your MicroRack. It's the first time it was like a prototype.
Yeah, when I met Thomas for the first time with his team, we were just presenting the prototypes before we even had a Kickstarter, which we later succeeded with. So yeah, it was a creation of two guys, me and my friend Andrew, who is the CTO of the company. So it's just two of us still doing all the work there. But yeah.
But so what is MicroRack for all the guys out there who don't know what we are talking about?
Yeah, it's a new modular standard, as we call it. Also, it's a portable and affordable modular synthesizer. It made out of PCBs without any cases or big rails or even panels. It's just bare PCBs on the breadboard, very small ones. Which we offer to people pre-assembled, which they can combine in small, compact, powerful modular setups. So, yeah, it's a synthesizer and a tool.
We already listened to some sound from your modular system.
Yeah, I'm doing the ambience.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can go louder.
Let's go. So the whole idea is to make the... Like shrinking a Eurorack system, is it maybe is it right to say that?
Yeah, actually, it's not just shrinking. It's maybe even preserving the whole just small end, because it's cheaper to produce without all the excess parts, all the fancy knobs, all the furniture that people spend thousands of euros on, which they love, of course. But yeah, I've been to museum here, to Schneider-Ladin Museum, synthesizer museum.
Yep.
And the owner, unfortunately, I don't remember his name, but the owner said, "You removed all the sexy stuff from the scene. Where is the sexy stuff?" And I said, "You know what? We had a wooden breadboard." And he said, "That's the thing I'm telling you about." Yes. So wooden parts, they really love. So yeah, we don't have any wood here, so it's bare PCBs, but works as powerful and as good as true.
I think it looks sexy. What's new on your board? You have a lot of small
Ricasins, which is, I'm just playing here, it's an FX processor, one of first our digital modules, because all previous, surprisingly, it felt like he already wanted to offer. Hundreds of people got it. Like, we sent 300 orders this year. 20 products from start. Each module is a product of its own. How to start? But that's the thing we will fix with our course. Actually, we're trying to reach educators this year. Accessibility of it depends on the fact that you can learn here quicker. And if we are talking further, there is... So, yeah, we're trying to reach people from academia to build it.
The book. You are planning a book? That what we are talking about?
Yeah, right, actually, now? Yeah, we hope that we can provide it as a web resource and as a book, so basically a text course, which later we will hope to put in the video format, maybe, if we will get more resources. So, yeah, the idea is to basically provide an exercise book together with a synth, as the same way you had the language books, you know, with the disc of lessons and the book itself.
With a vinyl disc.
Yeah, even that, yeah, tales.
Yeah, in the old days,
yes.
You know. Yeah, so where can we buy, or where can interested people buy the stuff, and how much is it? You say you want to make it affordable, so
yeah.
What's the price? What is the market price?
Yeah, we sell it ourselves right now. We have it on our website, microrec.org. The pricing point depends on the kit. We have it individually, you can buy each module separately, or we have like pre-assembled kits that you can already use, like a small systems. The starter ones, they have 9 modules in it, each one. We have two kits for starters. It's called, one of them called Synth, the other called Pedal. And they give you different abilities. One of them give you ability to connect other devices, for example, like acoustic instruments, guitars, flutes, anything you can put in a jack, basically. And the other allows you more self-contained setups with VCO, with filters and stuff. And they both cost $159. So it's 9 modules for that price.
Yeah, I I will say that's affordable. That's a nice price.
Yeah. The goal was actually when we started, I mean, it's a long story, but I will keep it short to the goal. The idea was to create something more affordable or similar, with similar affordability as Volca synths and other similar devices, like $200-ish. But to get much more variability and expressiveness from the device, because modular concept allows you to express yourself much more richer and broader than self-contained, that's pre-built synths that are already patched. Because all the Volca synths, Behringer, doesn't matter, like the brand, they have all the same components and circuitry in them. It's just fixed and you cannot break it or replace parts or put them in different order, which is actually a big limit for creativity, in my opinion. So yeah, the modular concept also should not be expensive in as like big systems, but where one module can cost hundreds of euros. I think it makes really hard for newcomers and even professionals to experiment with modular, while the idea itself, it's great, and philosophy of having each part separately is amazing, and it works in all the fields we have, like visual design, audio, all other these node editors, they all use it. It should not be locked in some, you know, threshold of income. So in my opinion, it's much better to have it for the working people, you know.
Yeah, as the name says, it's modular.
Yes.
And you can combine things.
Exactly. Yeah, and each module gives its own function. So the idea is kind of similar to Linux philosophy, where one program does one function, if possible, when possible, where possible. At least less is better than more. So we try to keep the same concept and apply it, and the same philosophy applied to our modules. So it's much easier to comprehend when you have just a split, one small part, which is doing simple thing that you can comprehend and understand what it's doing. It's like five elements, let's say, in it. People cannot hold 7-10 things at the same time in their head. So big modules sometimes are really complicated to get.
Leo, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Wish you all the luck with the modules and with the new... Wait a minute. We are listening right now to some sounds, and yeah, thank you and have a good time.
Thanks for having me.
We see us.
I really love to see you each year, Thomas. Thanks for the whole team for the radio.
Yeah.
See you in Wolters.
Same.
Thanks.
Bye. Mach's gut, Leo.